Welcome back to Fantasy CT, viewers, listeners. Thank you guys for coming back and joining us through the playoffs.
Sorry I missed your performance.
I'm not.
I still haven't edited it yet, but I'm gonna clip it and put some nice highlights, like a shorter clip.
You know, this could be one of those things that's just for us, you know, that we keep.
Yeah, no, that's not the point of that at all. Not even close. Yeah, no, this is going to be for the world to see. I'm going to put definitely a clip. Oh, God. For anybody who watches or listens, you can follow us on YouTube, and we're also on all the podcast sites. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. My name's Nick Masick. We also have Lonnie Cox and Vital DeJuice. Welcome back, guys. We got a fun show. It's our second to last show of the season. Big injuries, upsets, disappointments. We're going to break down all the divisional round games. Got some bright futures for some of the losing teams. And the one position that isn't talked about enough, I think, when you look at playoff teams with playoff success. But first, why your team sucks with Lonnie Cox.
Do it.
You have to do it.
Sons of bitches. Every year. Every year.
Put the logo up when you do it. Where's your background?
Get my hopes up. You know, if you were consistent, if it was like the Detroit Lions fan, if I was a Detroit Lions fan, I would just be like, oh, it's just another year. We're just happy to be here. Dallas, you suck. I think you were the first why your team sucks this year, and it's fitting that you're the second to last. That, I mean, listen, we didn't expect the Giants to get as far as they did. We were happy for the Giants. We didn't expect the Jaguars to get as happy as far as they did. They played great against arguably the best team in the NFL. The Cowboys smoked Tom Brady last week. We thought, okay, maybe they're going to ride some of that momentum into next week. Brock Purdy, he can't possibly keep winning. I think let's just go ahead and say it. Dak Prescott has reached his ceiling. I don't think the Cowboys are ever going to get over the hump with Dak Prescott at the helm. This isn't Tony Romo. This isn't Troy Aikman. This isn't Roger Staubach. This is Dak Prescott, which, as we've been saying on this podcast for 3 years now, is a better than middle of the road quarterback. He is like lingering around the top 10. Would you rather have a Kirk Cousins at the helm? Would you rather have a Trevor Lawrence at the helm? Would you rather have somebody that you know you can trust their arm talent that's not going to underthrow CeeDee Lamb on a Fred Warner one-on-one coverage that's going to win you the game?
That was brutal, man.
That was a great throw.
You know, the thing was, is like, and I think I like, this is the part of it that I, listen, I have never been on that stage. I am never going to be on that stage. I am never going to play in the NFL playoffs for the division title or for the divisional playoff to beat the number one defense in football. That is never going to be my life story. But if you see on the 2 minute warning when the Cowboys got the ball back, just the look in Dak Prescott's face was like a gazelle in the Serengeti. Right. He looked wounded. He looked scared. He did not look confident.
Yeah.
And that sequence of plays when it was, there was less than 2 minutes left and the Cowboys ended up punting, it was like a three and out, was one of the worst play sequences I have ever seen in my life. You're playing for the division title and I don't even think they gained a single yard. You've got one of the best, quote unquote, best offenses in football. But here's the thing. This is why your team
did
sucks.
Go out, right?
Though Tony Pollard broke his leg.
Yeah, man. That was nasty.
That was bad.
But here's the thing, right? Like, if Tony Pollard is the guy that goes out and like your team can no longer perform because Tony Pollard gets knocked out of the game, you're not that good of a team. Like, let's be honest. I saw a great Jimmy Johnson quote. Jimmy Johnson was like, because they haven't been good enough. Like, they're just, their talent just isn't good enough. Look at the 49ers. We were talking about this in the group chat. Look at the 49ers on almost every level of that team. They have all pro Hall of Fame talent. Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle,
Nick Bosa,
Fred Warner,
the kicker, sure.
Robbie Gould, Hualunga is their next new guy.
Yeah.
Their second linebacker is
Greenlaw.
Stud.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
Stacked.
Yeah, they're loaded
on every level of the thing. And now I'm like, I'm looking at them. I want them to win the Super Bowl. I think they deserve it. I think they have arguably the most talented team in the NFL right now. They deserve the victory. Brock Purdy, it would be the best story in sports for Brock Purdy to push this team to the Super Bowl. They beat the Dallas Cowboys. They deserved to beat the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas, you suck. Every year, you make me more and more hopeful, and I get more and more disappointed. I love toxic relationships. What am I supposed to do? I can't leave you now. Maybe one day. Maybe one day. Let's face it. The reality is the Cowboys are never going to be successful while Jerry Jones has a pulse. That's why your team sucks.
Yeah. Vital, anything you want to add?
I think you're being a little hard on Dallas, honestly, dude. I get that they underperformed a little bit at moments, but also look at all the Hall of Famers that you just listed off, and they only lost by 7. If that's not at least a little enduring, you know what I mean? I think they are going to win. They're my pick for the Super Bowl now. They've been for a while, but like if, you know what I'm saying? They win 12 rounds with them, only lost by a TD. I know it looks bad, but there were moments they could have squeezed that game out. And different players too, like there are a lot of defensive errors, like that hit out of bounds, like a lot of discipline things that, you know, like you can tighten that up next year. You guys can have a push.
But it was the same thing last year.
You still make it to a divisional game, dude. Like, don't throw out the whole franchise, a couple more plays and you're there. It's only 7 points. You even said it yourself, that CeeDee Lamb catch, if it's a foot ahead of him, TD, right?
But what makes you think, like, there? I have no reason to trust Dak Prescott. Like, we have gotten now to the point in his career where we're not trying to see, like, we're not waiting. It's not like Trevor Lawrence, where we're waiting to see what the future holds.
Right.
Or like Joe Burrow, where, like, we're excited because this is, we're still waiting to see what the future holds for Joe Burrow. We know what we're getting with Dak Prescott. We know we're going to get interceptions. He might throw for 35 points or 42 points every once in a while during the season.
But
I know that when the tough game comes, he's going to fold. That's what I know.
But that's another thing. His interceptions seem to be decision-making, right? I've seen him throw a couple of bad ones.
Yeah.
You can learn. You can learn.
Good.
I know what you guys are saying.
He's in his eighth year.
What if they get a good QB coach in there and he finally gets the guru? I've been a Dallas fan. I don't even know why I'm defending this. You get the groove, dude. You're throwing it out, the whole franchise out. They're good, dude. You're solid.
Ezekiel Elliott on his way down. Dak Prescott his ceiling, if not already on his way down.
I say on his way down.
On his way down.
He's fine. I think he's going to be just like Kirk Cousins. And they keep him in Minnesota. They almost have parallel stories, right? And
they're not going to get rid of Dak. That's going to be the thing. They will keep Dak there for the next 6 years, because who are you going to replace him with? If Aaron Rodgers isn't going to put the star on his helmet, you don't go low. You don't get worse.
That's what I'm saying. There's not much improvement in him. And they a couple better decisions, he's the guy, right?
Here's the problem that I see with this, because I agree with Lonnie and you, Vital. Actually, I mean, Dallas is good. They have great talent on defense. Their defense kept them in the game. That Trayvon Diggs drop interception, he usually catches that. That was, it was a tricky ball. It got tipped. It's hard to track that, but he's usually going to catch that ball. That's a game-changing play. But here's the problem with Dak. And this is why I think he is on the back downswing. What made Dak startable, the reason they went with him over Romo in the playoffs, which I still say was the biggest mistake in Cowboys history, his rookie year, was because he was running the ball effectively, and his running ability was setting up wide open throws that he could hit. Ever since he got injured, that leg injury a couple of years ago, he has been really gun shy about running. You saw him scramble.
I disagree. He had two really good scrambles that game.
He had two good scrambles, too.
They're big chunks.
It wasn't enough that the defense was worried about it. And that's what makes him effective. That's what has made him effective as a quarterback, in my estimation, because he's never been an elite thrower. And his athleticism is on a downswing. He's 30 this year. He's not going to get faster. He's not going to get more mobile. He's not going to get better at running the football. And I would argue that he's not going to get better at throwing the football at this point in his career. Also, He might get better at making decisions, but that doesn't mean he's going to be more accurate. And realistically, like, accuracy is a big part of the issue, I think, as well. Like, he misses throws often enough that you just can't, like, he needs guys to be really wide open, and he still misses them sometimes, and you just can't do that and get past the division.
I don't know how much it's accuracy versus, like, where does he think the guy's gonna go? This bad, I think it's bad decision, because he seems like he doesn't know the trajectory of these guys. Like, CeeDee Lamb is obviously gonna be ahead of him, but I think he was trying to.
Here's the thing: I think last night
for the turn
at the 2 minute warning, he almost threw a pick six.
Yeah, he did.
Right, like, should have. I watched him and I was like, Dak, like, what are you doing?
And there was nothing but red jerseys there.
At the end of the game, that, like, stupid Ezekiel Elliott center, he threw the ball and it was immediately tackled. They didn't have any chance. I'm like,
it was terrible.
But yeah, what play was that? That's play calling.
I mean, listen,
you know what?
It was insane.
I mean, forget that last play though, because I had no chance anyway. First of all, they should have gone for it on fourth down the series before that.
Ridiculous.
You need to know who your offense is. Tony Pollard's out of the game. He's your best weapon. Your offense is already struggling as it is. You need over 2 minutes to go get a touchdown. You know that. So therefore,
it takes time off the clock. You don't have to worry about the punt. They go right to it. If they score, they score.
Right. But you have to go for it on fourth down there. There's you're giving yourself almost no chance. The Niners, the only reason they had a chance is because ran out of bounds. Elijah Mitchell ran out of bounds on a first down play. Like, that game was over, and Mitchell made a mental error to give them the ball back. But no, you can't punt it away at fourth down there.
There was a Schultz error too that managed with the clock too, didn't
there? Were a couple
where he stepped back.
Schultz made a couple errors.
But remember, he stepped back and the clock didn't stop because of that too. I'm just saying the game was a lot closer. You're saying it was Dak, but those really affected the game too.
I'm not saying it wasn't a close game. I'm just saying, like, this is the fucking playoffs, man.
I know.
Like, you gotta play your best ball. You're not going to make a lot of mistakes against the best teams in the NFL and win the game. And Dallas Cowboys, let's remove Dak from it. The Dallas Cowboys have never, ever since I have been watching them past the age of 7 years old, been a mentally tough football team. They make stupid mistakes late in the game. They give away games. Like, when is the last time you remember the Cowboys eking out a great victory? I can't remember it. I mean, cannot remember many times watching Dallas. Now, I've seen them blow teams out.
There were some Tony Romo.
Okay.
There were some good Romo games where you were like, holy shit. The Dez catch was the last moment I remember seeing the Cowboys be clutch, even though it didn't count, which is bullshit. That was the last time I saw clutch Dallas Cowboys winning championship type play. That was the last time I saw clutch football from the Cowboys.
Sure.
I feel you, but I still think my main point was all this. I don't think Dallas deserves this worst team of the week, right? Or why your team sucks.
I do.
Not go to the Bills?
Oh.
If they're not a disappointment, like, everyone had them go down, and they did not perform at all.
The Bills are decimated, that was dude. The Bills team, like, they're injured at every level. Their defense, they're on their third safety.
Two of their DBs got knocked each other out of the game.
Out of the game. Like, it was
pretty rough.
And they're also playing like the Bengals. Like, the Bengals are a fantastic team.
And who are the Niners?
The Bengals are a
buzzsaw. I'm just saying, you guys are making a lot of excuses for Buffalo. I think Buffalo is on a downward trend. I think next year, mark my words, Dallas will get further than Buffalo. I see a lot of holes in their game. And I think Josh Allen's going to revert to those first years, that interception machine. I think you're right,
maybe about Josh Allen. I've been talking about that too. You see Brian Daboll's switch. We talked about this recently.
When he lost his coach, right? Yep.
He lost. Brian Daboll went to the Giants, and now all of a sudden he's making Daniel Jones look like Josh Allen, and Josh Allen look like Daniel Jones again. So they even talked about that on the broadcast this past weekend, but it was something that I noticed a couple, like, earlier this season. Here's the thing about the Cowboys and Dak. You're right, Vital. They're not that bad. You're right, Lonnie. Dak isn't that good. Could they still win with him? Yes, but the problem is, as you pointed out, Jerry Jones, they're overpaying Dak. That is the problem.
Talent around him. If you do not have Hall of Fame, All Pro talent, at every level around a mediocre quarterback, you are going nowhere.
But the problem is they're paying him too much. Same problem with Kirk Cousins. Those guys are overpaid because there's not many other options out there. That's the Geno, like they're in the same category as Geno Smith, but Geno Smith is not going to get paid nearly as now he's going to get paid this offseason. But that is the problem. They're getting paid like elite quarterbacks, but they're not elite quarterbacks. And you cannot win.
The game. Quarterbacks are rare. The elite quarterbacks,
if you're going to pay the money, you make a phone call to Lamar Jackson and you bring him in. If you're going to spend money, and
get Lamar. They have to retool the entire offense. So the
good, do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question, though. Is this, are the Cowboys in line for a rebuild?
I think so. I think you have to consider picking up the phone. You have to consider it.
There's seven divisional games, dude, in a row. I know that sounds they lost in a row, but they made it to seven divisional games in a row. Think about that. You're really being a glass half empty kind of guy right now, dude.
I hate them. That's not easy.
All right. The money is the big issue.
Broke my heart too many times with that.
I think you got to try to win while you still got. Yeah. A couple of these, Micah Parsons on a rookie deal. He's your rookie deal guy now, but mm-hmm. I would try to restructure Dak's deal. Honestly, this offseason.
Oh yeah.
That's your best
bet. Or get him out.
Get him out or restructure his contract, because otherwise you aren't going to get past this round.
But if you get him out, who are you going to get?
Maybe Rodgers.
Lamar.
Maybe
Aaron Rodgers.
I think those are.
What about Derek Carr? Would you rather have Derek Carr?
Carr is a even or less. You got it. You got to take a shot. You have to do the Matt Stafford playbook. You got to go get somebody that's going to make your team instantly better. You've got one year left of Ezekiel.
What you're saying, but is that guy there?
Yes.
Yeah, Rodgers.
You pick up the phone. Rodgers. You call Aaron Rodgers. You call Tom Brady. Call Lamar, and you make an offer.
Those are your guys, though. Those are the only guys out there right now. I think that's it. Unless you see a guy in the draft that you think you could trade up for.
No, not that's going to win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years.
Not going to be better than Dak.
Does it have to be the next 2 years? Because if you get a quarterback that's on a rookie deal, then you can pay your defenders in the next couple of years.
And but you've also got CD. You have no running back stable, right? Zeke is gone.
Zeke's gone, but that's so is his contract. Pollard is young enough to build with. I think in the next 2 or 3 years, you could maybe make some moves and really compete.
Yeah.
I like Tony Pollard. I just don't think he's a franchise running back.
He's not
I don't think franchise running backs really exist anymore. They get used to
them. They're few and far between. They're white buffalo. There's a handful of them. Literally, like less than you can count them on less like one hand.
It's like three, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Three. But they still exist, but they're very rare. All right, let's move on from the Cowboys since everybody else is. This is probably the next. So the Bengals, you brought up the Bills. The Bengals dominated the Bills. Dominated. I picked the Bengals last week. Vitaly, did you pick the Bengals last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have injured O-line.
No excuses
for them, though. They make it happen.
The O-line's getting healthier. All the guys who are nicked up on the O-line are getting actively better each week. And they're playing. So they're turning in the right direction at the right time, even though they were on a downswing for a few weeks there. The guys are getting better. They're getting healthier. They looked better. They manhandled the Bills. They are a buzzsaw right now on offense.
So I many weapons, dude. Hurst is really good at like route running. I saw a lot of teams doing out there. It's surprising.
Hurst is doing some work, man. And that was actually the one position that I brought up. One position that we don't talk about a lot when it comes to like deep playoff runs, but that I looked across the board this weekend, divisional weekend, and listen to the names that are playing at tight end this weekend. You've got Travis Kelce, Dallas Goedert, Dalton Schultz, Evan Ingram, TJ Hockenson, Dawson Knox, Hayden Hurst. Some of the best tight ends in the league are playing in the divisional round with these eight teams. It's something you don't talk about a lot, but if you look at deep playoff runs, that's a position that might be overlooked and that might be extremely valuable when you look at these teams.
I feel like we've talked about this on this show before. We even talked about a bunch of guys going out of college who said tight end's the position that like, because I think the cake is pretty much baked on the NFL, but tight end is like evolving. Those guys they're going to be something.
And it's a position where if you win at tight end, you have a very good chance to win the game. It's
George Kittle. I mean, look at George Kittle last night. George Kittle won.
Oh, I forgot to mention George Kittle. I forgot George Kittle's in there too. Yeah. So George Kittle. Yeah, the best. Some of the best in the league are playing right now. You look at these four teams left. You got Kelce, Kittle, Hurst, who looked really great and has been for a while, and Dallas Goedert, four of the top tight ends in the league. So that is a position that you have to have, I feel like, elite talent at in order to go deep in the playoffs. And it's just, yeah, it's one of those things to talk. Mostly credit goes to quarterbacks and defenses when you talk about deep playoff runs, but let's not overlook the tight end aspect of it and the element of the tight end.
Kittle had that sick catch. Like, Purdy threw an ugly ball. Did you guys see it? It was like bobbling, and he was like, got it.
That was so nice. Kelce went off also. Kelce went crazy. The big injury that happened was Patrick Mahomes, high ankle sprain in the game against the Jaguars in the first half. He went out. I thought there was no chance. When I saw him go down, I thought zero chance he comes back. Jags win this game. Henny came in, played well, took him down for a good drive. Chad Henny did his job. But then Mahomes came back in the second half. They taped up his ankle. This is an injury that players don't usually come back in and play with a high ankle sprain. Usually it's like 6 to 8 weeks with a high ankle sprain. There were guys who were out this year, half the year with a high ankle sprain. Mahomes was hopping around. He was barely getting to handoffs in some cases. The Jags gave that game away. They had every opportunity. It was obviously they would have had to play really well, but Agnew fumbled like on the way into the end zone, basically dropped the ball, just like didn't even get hit, I don't think. So the Jaguars had a very legitimate chance to win this game. Are they still happy with where they got there? Yeah, absolutely, for sure. But the Chiefs look very susceptible now with Mahomes. They're not even sure he's going to play. He said he's going to play, but with a bad sprain, it gets worse throughout the week usually. Sometimes it's better to break a bone than have a high ankle sprain. He wasn't able to move around. He still made throws. His arm talent still, but even his throws weren't as good because he wasn't getting his proper set that he usually got. If it wasn't for the Jags making a few mistakes, they could have, and I would say should have, won that game. Oh, the Eagles looked back to form. They smoked the Giants when they struggled against the Giants in week 18. From this divisional round, which teams do you think will be back? Because I was looking at this. The AFC, I could very easily see all of these teams getting back to the division. I could see a same divisional round next year, potentially. You had the Jags, the Bills, the Bengals, and the Chiefs. I think those are the best four teams in the AFC. Next year, the Jags should be better. All the other teams should be really good again. There's other good quality teams in the AFC. And then on the NFC side, you got the Niners, the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Giants. Which teams do you expect not to see in the divisional round next year? For the AFC, we'll start the AFC and then the NFC.
I would say definitely the Jags and the Bills.
You think they're both going to be on the outs next year from the divisional round?
Yeah, for sure. I think the Chargers will step up eventually because that game, I think more than anything, the Chargers threw. I know everyone's high on Justin Herbert, but there were some mistakes there. But again, he can tighten up, and I think they clean up that game. That doesn't happen again. And I just think the Bills are trending down, and there's so much talent still in the AFC, dude.
There is.
Steelers coming up. Dolphins, the Browns are probably going to make a play.
Like, the Ravens, the Dolphins, the Browns, sure.
Yeah.
What about you, Lonnie? Who do you see not making it to the divisional round from the AFC next
year? I like the Jags and the Bills. I mean, again, like the Bengals, I'm starting to wonder, like, what's their longevity? Like, this will be the year to see, right? Like, the fact that they're back again is kind of showing me that last year was not a fluke. Like, this is a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be hanging around, like, for the Chiefs were hanging around, you know, for a long time before they ever got to the promised land, you know? So I think the Bengals are probably here to stay. The Steelers are probably 2 or 3 years away from being good again. The Ravens, let's see what's going on with Lamar, but like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens kind of do a hard collapse in the next year or two. They look like they're already at the brink. That interview with what's his name, Dobbins, was not good. Like, that showed me a lot about the locker room and like the fact that you've got an MVP guy and your team just isn't buying into him yet. That's just a really shitty look for a team. And who knows? I think the Jaguars will probably remain at the top of that division for a while. moving forward the next couple of years. But yeah, the Dolphins, I think, are going to sneak in coming up soon. So yeah, I would say the Jaguars and the Bills would be the ones, if any.
If any. I think the Jaguars have a better shot at making it next year to the divisional round than the Bills do, honestly. I think the Bills are going to be, I think they're on a downswing. I think the Dolphins could take their spot. You mentioned the Browns. I think the Browns could take their spot if Deshaun Watson gets back.
But also, let's not forget that the Bills have been really banged up. They lost Micah Hyde. They lost Von Miller. Like, if they get back to form, like, the Bills are still going to be the Bills. Like,
they could very well
get an elite running back.
How old is Von Miller, dude? I'm just saying their team's going to be banged up, but they're aging too.
They are getting older. Sure. Is last year the aberration or is this year the aberration? That's what we need to find out about Josh Allen, because turnovers are going to kill you against good teams in the playoffs. I like the Jags. I like their trajectory. I like their coaching. NFC, who do you see back in the divisional round next year from this group? Niners, Eagles, Cowboys, Giants.
Who's back? Who's back Niners and Eagles are back.
I agree. Niners and Eagles are back. Cowboys and Giants are out. Lonnie, what do you think?
I think your Niners are back.
So hard for him to say the Eagles.
I fucking hate the Eagles. So
much. I know.
Dude, they're playing so good, though.
I hate them.
If Hurts doesn't get banged up, like, they should. I mean, we might be looking at an undefeated season. You know, I don't know. They were
blasphemous.
I'm just saying, man. Like, they looked unbeatable for a while there, and they looked unbeatable the other day too. Yesterday too.
Have they played the Niners this season?
I don't think so.
I also don't think so.
So, what do you think? You think the Eagles and the Niners are back next year, and we're leaving out the Cowboys and the Giants?
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah, that's just the way it looks right now, for sure.
The Giants, for sure. The Giants are not coming back.
Yeah, no, they're not coming. They need to do. I mean, barring some major offseason acquisitions, the Giants probably will be back there. I think they might make the playoffs again, though. I think they could definitely be we could see them in the wild card round again. They're going in the right direction, but they have a lot to figure out. All right. Quick fact check on Lonnie from last week. We were debating Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson. You were poo-pooing the whole idea that Deshaun Watson has a good touchdown to interception ratio. I said, that's a, you gave me the numbers. I was like, that's a baller interception TD.
I'm poo-pooing it. I just said, I'd rather have Lamar.
Oh no. But you also said your math was off. You said Lamar has a better touchdown interception ratio. Deshaun Watson has the fifth best touchdown interception ratio in the history of the NFL. Now Lamar has the seventh best. So not very far behind him, but when you gave me those numbers, I was like, those are very good numbers. Also, rushing touchdowns. You seem to think Lamar had a huge advantage. Lamar has only scored 6 more rushing touchdowns than Deshaun Watson.
24 to 18.
24 mm-hmm. to 18. Not a very big disparity. And the big thing that I mentioned, because you brought up playoff success, and I said, what were their defensive rankings? Because that has a lot to do with playoff success. You talk about quarterback play, you talk about defenses. You seem to think that Houston had a very good defense while Deshaun was there. Give me the defensive rankings for 2017 to 2020. Houston had the 32nd ranked defense last. Baltimore the 5th ranked defense in 2017. 2018, Houston did have a good defense that year. 5th, Baltimore 2nd. 2019, Houston 23rd defense. Baltimore 3. 2020, Houston 27th defense. Baltimore 1. My point being, Lamar has been the beneficiary of some very good defenses pretty much the entirety of his career. Granted, he doesn't turn the ball over. He's very
powerful. Can I say something, though?
Go ahead.
I have no horse in this, but I'm just saying, I think the bad defenses almost add to, what's his name's,
to Deshaun's stats. Deshaun's stats. They do.
Because you're being forced to throw more.
I have the ball so much more.
You know what I'm saying? Course.
Most of the time,
it kind of forces the padding. No, I think they're comparable, but
most of the time they're very close. But most of the time, what you end up seeing with quarterbacks with bad defenses is a higher touchdown to interception ratio because they're forced. They're forcing the ball. They're forced to try to make things happen. The fact that Deshaun has a better TD INT ratio than Lamar, who is known for protecting the ball, even with bad defenses and playing in those games, I think speaks highly to his, not even talking about the total passing yards, because that is always inflated with a bad defense. I'm talking about the ratio. Drew Brees did not have a great ratio because he had a bad defense for a long time. Tony Romo has a better ratio than Drew Brees. So, which not a lot of people would have guessed would think that. So that I think at the bad defense is the fact that his TD-INT ratio is still better and still as good as it is, speaks highly of what Deshaun's been able to do. Anyway, I just wanted to do a quick little fact check there.
I'm just saying I would still rather have Lamar.
I'd still rather have Deshaun, but we're going to find out going forward because that's going to be a very interesting comparison for the next few years, I think. All right, let's do a quick over-under. This is a lot of the topics we already talked about. The number of years that Dak Prescott is the Cowboys quarterback going forward. I'm putting the over-under at 3.5 years.
How long is his contract? How long is his contract?
I don't know, but he's 30. He's going to be 30 years old next year. Lonnie, you think it's going to be less than three and a half?
It should be.
I know it should be. Well, unless they restructure his deal, because that's another thing that's very possible. Vital, what do you think? Is he going to be quarterbacking for more than three more years?
Yeah, I'll take that.
I'm going to take you over just because I think Jerry Jones is an idiot.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be.
Well, what's the over-under on Jerry being alive?
That's a good point.
Man, that dude's eating stem cells for breakfast. He's going to live outlive us.
All right. Number of consecutive playoff appearances for the Jags. This year is year one. I'm putting the over-under at 4.5. Do they make it four more years in a row to the playoffs? Just getting in. Seven teams get in.
No, I'm going to take the under.
Yeah?
Because they've had good seasons too. Remember like three seasons ago, weren't they? Or I guess it was four or five. They were playing the Patriots in the AFC championship.
Talking about a defense that was unbelievable with Blake Bortles though. That was
I know. I'm just saying they've had success before. But I see that organization, it's hard to sustain their flame.
I think we're going to see them in the playoffs a lot more. I think they're going to make it four more years in a row because I think they're going to own that division for the next 4 years. Honestly, I think they win that division three out of the next 4 years. Trevor Lawrence, their coach, great coaching, young receiving talent. I think they're and a lot of really talented defenders, a lot of really talented high draft picks on defense. I think they're going to be in. All right. Number of Bengals Joe Burrow Super Bowl appearances. The over under, I'm going to put it at 2.5. So he's already got one. Over under.
For his career?
For his career. Yeah.
With the Bengals.
It's a tough one.
I'm taking the under.
Taking the under.
Yeah, I think the under is a safe bet. That's so hard to sustain. I don't, you know, who else does that? The Patriots, maybe? The Bills? That's hard.
Getting to three Super Bowls is difficult. But if he gets there this year, he only has to get there one more time to break the over. And all so he's one game away with a gimpy Patrick Mahomes from his second appearance. I think he gets there this year and one more time. Might be 8 years from now. Who knows? Is Joe Burrow going to win an MVP?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because as good as he plays, he has a lot of periods where he's like, eh. Because I had him in my other league for most of my season. There was a moment I was a little worried about him.
Really talented quarterbacks with loaded offenses, usually they get one MVP at least. Does he get an MVP at some point?
Probably, yes.
I think he does also. Again, he's so young.
Because the Bengals are only going to get better.
For a while, at least. Yeah, I agree. And I think they're going to do everything they can to keep those receivers with him. And that gives him Peyton Manning-type potential every year in terms of numbers. So, yeah, I think he wins one. I think he retires with an MVP. All right. So we had the worst. Oh, we're in our playoff challenge. That's been fun. Me and Vital went from the bottom to the top this week. We went from second and last to first and second because we've been riding the Bengals and the Niners. So we're going to see if that trend continues. It's going to be interesting to see. Let's do quarterback picks. We had some pretty bad quarterback play for the divisional round. Considering I picked Danny Dimes. He got a nice 6.8 for me. That was great. Lonnie took Brock Purdy in a winning effort. Brock Purdy only scored 9.36 and because of that tough Dallas D. And then Vital, Trevor Lawrence, a 14.28. Respectable, but not bad enough. So Vitaly, you got first pick on worst QBs for championship week, which is, this is always a tough one to pick. Ooh. Man, we got some studs we're looking at. Also, the curveball of Mahomes being gimpy is really interesting here. So what do you think you're gonna do here? You going with the rookie? Are you going with the injured Mahomes? And that's the other thing. What if Mahomes might not even play? It could be Chad Henne. So
no, I know. That's what I was saying.
That's a tough one too.
And then they,
before you make your pick, let me just do a quick, our contest standings. I feel like I should tell you this first because this is very important. Lonnie, congratulations. You win 7 points ahead right now going into, we have two more weeks of this nonsense, but only one more week of quarterback picks. So you are, we cannot catch you. There is, you're 7 points ahead of me. I am, so you're the champion. Congratulations. You get to pick a tattoo this year. You have now won the league and this picks.
I'm just happy I don't have to get fucking shave my stomach again.
You still can if you want. Vital, you are 5 points behind me. I had a pretty good week, but I really needed it. But you are the only one with play with a team left in the race. So you have the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl and also winning the Super Bowl. So you have a potential 3 points if they advance to the Super Bowl, 5 points if they win the Super Bowl, which means you're 5 points behind, but you also have potential extra points that you could get if the Chiefs advance. So that being said, I don't know if that's going to affect your decision-making at all, but you get first pick. Go ahead for the quarterbacks.
I mean, I think I have to go with Brock Purdy, honestly, just for who's going to play, like, for sure.
It's hard not, it'd be hard not to pick Purdy, I'll be honest. Lonnie, what do you think?
Let's go Mahomes.
You're going back Mahomes. Okay.
Yeah. He's got nothing to lose. For if you were just real, you would have picked like Hurts or Burrows.
I don't know, man. I don't want to pick Hurts or Burrow. I don't like either of these picks. I guess I'm going to pick Jalen Hurts.
I was going to say safe bets Hurts because also he might go out with an injury. And he didn't throw that much last game too.
Yeah, he did. But yeah, it's true. He didn't. They could run. They could have a heavy dose of the run. But against the Niners, I feel like they have to throw the ball because the Niners' run defense is so good. I just think Joe Burrow is super hot and they're throwing the ball like crazy. So I got to go Jalen Hurts. It's a tough pick. All right. And then lastly, what do we think is going to happen in these games? Let's pick these games. Who do we got going to the Super Bowl, guys?
Bengals. I think you see the Bengals come back.
Vital?
This is hard because I
forgetting it. This counts for nothing. Your preseason pick.
I think I'm gonna go with the Bengals only because I think they have the Chiefs number. They beat them 2 out of 3 times, right? I think they just have something like
they've beat them 3 in a row.
Yeah, they just have their number, dude.
They have owned the Chiefs, and that's with a healthy Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a banged up Mahomes. It's in Arrowhead, but they've beaten them in Arrowhead. I think 2 of the 3 times now, maybe. Yeah, I think the Bengals are hot. I think they're going to the Super Bowl again, 2 years in a row. San Francisco 49ers, Philadelphia Eagles. Lonnie, this is a tough one to pick too.
I don't have a choice here. I got to pick San Francisco, okay?
Why?
God, I hate the Eagles. And I also legitimately think that the 49ers are a better team, but we will see.
What about you, Vital? What do you think?
I'm going with the Niners as well.
Yeah? Going with the Niners, huh? All right, I'm going to go with the Eagles. I think the Eagles get it done. I think Brock Purdy kind of fell back to earth a little bit. He got it done last week, but he didn't look amazing. Yeah, he still made some great plays. But Jalen Hurts, we forget, Jalen Hurts is an MVP candidate this year. He was playing like if the MVP was decided based on, you know, the playoffs included, I still think Jalen Hurts could end up winning, could have won it. I think it's going to be an Eagles-Bengals. I'd rather see the Niners-Bengals, but I think it's going to be an Eagles-Bengals. I don't even know if I'd rather see it. I feel like I want to see the two best teams, and I think the Eagles and the Bengals are the two best teams right now. Definitely most exciting teams right now. So, all right. We're going to have one more episode next week. We're going to recap and do a little Super Bowl preview, but this has been a fun year. Thank you guys for playing along the whole way through. We still have yet to decide who's going to be our tattoo. A lot of that's going to depend on the next couple weeks. So don't forget, I'm going to send you guys reminders. We'll play DraftKings for both of these games together, combined again, just like we did this past Sunday. And yeah, This is going to be a fun, fun AFC Championship, NFC Championship game weekend. You guys got any shows to promote coming up? Anything big?
Wednesday, I'm at the Scorpion something, Scorpion Carly Daggett.
Inwood, Scorpion so. Records. It's like a cool
Scorpion Records.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that place.
Should be cool.
Dope spot. What about you, Vitaly? You got anything coming up?
No, nothing coming up.
Nothing big. I'm doing Blue Steel. Josh Francis is restarting comedy at Blue Steel, which is formerly Gatsby's. They rebranded it Pizza Place, and he's bringing comedy back there this Thursday. I'm doing a show there on Thursday. So
sounds good.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you guys soon. Vitaly coming up tomorrow night. Bruiser.
Yeah.
Cool. You got to redeem yourself. He did great. All right. Well, also I'm going to clip up the last place penalty performance. And then Lonnie, at some point I got to get you, if you have anything coming up this way, the trophy hasn't arrived yet, but I will let you know.
Let me know when it comes and then I'll come up to Bruce Room.
Okay, cool. Or I might come down, cause I got to get Brian G his scratch tickets too. So,
okay.
Yeah. All right.
Alrighty.
I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.
See you guys.